Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We had two surprise retirements yesterday.
Well, what? Don't you have to be playing to retire?
No, you have two surprise retirements yesterday. Of course, what we're talking about is Jeremy Maclin.
That's
retired.
Right.
The former Missouri and one-time chief.
Pulled a real jerk move, by the way.
Sent out a voicemail yesterday to John Dorsey telling him he was retired. No, that would have been better. You're right, Ryan. He announces his retirement at a baby shower for he and his wife. I mean,
wait, well, it's for his wife.
Come on.
He was only there
Jeremy.
To
upstage.
I wouldn't necessarily know a lot of people in here if it wasn't for football. In some strange way, football has either made us closer or it has, you know, developed a relationship that I have with you guys. So something that I want to share with everybody is I'm retired from the NFL. So I'm done.
One person's like, yeah. All right, great.
At Big Nick Show.
Open the gifts.
Talk about the baby.
Yeah, open the gifts, wife, man. I brought a blanket for that kid. I want to see you open it.
Wife standing up there, very pregnant. You know, got the hands on the belly. It's
yeah.
a sweet
oh,
moment.
It's a nice
she had a lovely
moment.
Like, white dress on to really show off the bump.
And Maclin goes and upstages her going, by the way, I'm done playing the NFL.
Out of the way, wife
that's
and
bad,
child.
That's yeah. a bad move.
I mean,
come
women
on.
And children first, and Macklin's throwing everybody out the way.
You didn't have to go there. He hadn't played since 17.
Yeah, I was going to say, when was the last time that guy even played?
The real Costanza move by him.
No, that is the ultimate George Costanza move right there. Like, that you could write a scene or a skit in Seinfeld with that move, Ryan. Yeah. You're 100% right on that.
I mean,
man.
Maclin went just straight cold-blooded after Dorsey, didn't he?
Yeah,
just...
no, that's the George Costanza where the house catches on fire and he runs out, you know, and leaves everybody stranded in the house when it's on fire at the birthday party for the six-year-old. Like, yeah, that really was, like, totally wrong place, wrong time. After everything is taken care of with your wife and the baby and the cake has been eaten and everybody has sung her praises and opened up the silver spoon and booties for the child, then you can say, oh, by the way, I'm going to be around and I'm going to be you know, here the whole time helping because I'm retiring.
I feel like
from the
it's
NFL.
Something that he didn't decide, like, very long before that party.
Right.
He was just really excited and had to tell somebody.
Yeah. And I got to be honest with you too, Jeremy, like having a child, you're going to want to go to work. So you might want to think this retirement
right.
thing,
right.
man.
No, I think he's retired because he can't play anymore.
Well, because nobody wants him anymore. Is it retiring or is it being just weeded out and that's, like 32 teams what, telling you no more?
One of the NFL guys, I don't know who it was, that says he had been battling like a hamstring
I
issue.
I saw that.
You think?
Really?
You think because he hasn't played since 17.
Man didn't play last year.
So he didn't play all last year. So, yeah.
I'm retiring.
He's been battling something.
You still here?
I thought he signed with the Ravens, I remember. Did he have
did.
A concussion and – he might have had a concussion last preseason or a hamstring.
No, a hamstring injury.
Either
what they
way,
tweeted
he
about,
didn't
yeah.
play last season.
No.
Right? I think he was being paid. By
so he retired. We didn't know he was still playing. And
correct.
Then the other retirement was Gronk.
Gronk. Yo soy fiesta time, baby.
Who, unfortunately, didn't post a video on Instagram, just yeah. a still photo. I mean, he should have videoed this thing up.
He, talk about missing an opportunity,
what if
right?
Gronk just went to a random baby shower and announced it?
Hey, everybody, I'm retiring.
Hey, everybody, I'll let you get back to the baby shower in
let's
a second.
Crush beers.
I just want to let you know I'm retiring from the NFL.
He set out his
baby
Instagram
showers.
Post that all started 20 years old on stage at the NFL draft when my dream came true, and now here I am about to turn 30 in
yeah,
a few months.
Ripe old age of 29.
With a decision I feel is the biggest of my life so far. I will be retiring from the game of football today. I'm so grateful for the opportunity that Mr. Kraft and Coach Belichick gave me when drafting my silliness in 2010. My life experiences over the last 9 years have been amazing, both on and off the field. The people I have met, the relationships I have built.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations to Gronk.
The championships have been a part of.
Congratulations, Gronk.
I just want to thank the whole New England Patriots organization, blah, 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 blah.
I don't know if you read further into that, but apparently Robert Kraft is bringing the entertainment to the retirement party for Gronkowski,
oh,
too.
Yeah. To get him an Orchids of Asia day spot gift
massages.
Certificate.
Yeah.
This is the VIP card. They'll
hey,
just let
Boston,
you ride in.
We're making fun of you again.
So Gronk should have done a video.
Your owner got a massage.
Should have done a video. But anyway, Gronk, on his own terms, announcing that he is indeed done. He's going to walk away with 79 touchdowns, 16 playoff games, had 12 touchdowns and 16 playoff games, part of three Super Bowl teams after nine seasons. He is retiring. Well, Tom Brady just keeps going.
Tom just keeps going. Tom
Brady's going to turn 30.
Right.
You better be thinking about another career. Brady's like, what a wuss.
I got 10 years left, man.
Left it all on the field for 9 years.
He really did. 9 years, I'm done. I don't blame him, though, man. Walk away. He's been banged up. I don't have a problem with it.
Beat up, yeah.
But I will say this. America lost its mind last night. Gronkowski retires, and all of a sudden, everybody's calling him the best tight end of all time. Did they forget about Hall of Famer, former Atlanta Falcon, Tony Gonzalez?
I was about to say, yeah. Atlanta Falcon, great Tony Gonzalez.
I mean, you look at the numbers that Gronk put up. 79 touchdowns. You said 10 too many, in my opinion. Tony Gonzalez had 111 touchdowns. Tony Gonzalez had 15,000 yards receiving. Now, Gronk was on better teams. There's no question about it. The Atlanta Falcon team just never lived up to the billing. But Tony Gonzalez, I mean, there's no argument for who the greatest tight end of all time is. It's Tony Gonzalez, the former Falcon. It's not even close.
In a statement via Drew Rosenhaus, Gronkowski said that, I just won another championship. I'm going out on top. I just want to do nothing for a while.
I don't blame him. Look, he's living the American dream. Like,
if you could do nothing at almost 30
and have all the money you ever made.
Go for it. And yeah, supposedly, remember the story is he was a terrific financial planner.
Yeah, right? Never spent any of his contract
just,
money. Right.
Just
allegedly.
Put the money away.
He basically ran on Duncan.
Yeah, ran on endorsements.
And endorsements.
No, Duncan was one of his endorsements. Yeah.
So he just spent endorsement money. That was his walk-around money.
Smart.
And then all the
Folding
salary
cash,
stuff
I believe,
put away.
Is what they call that. Pocket cash.
Yeah.
So, $53.3 million what he banked.
Is what he had in the bank.
His career.
Yeah, so let's just cool the Jets a little bit when we say greatest tight end of all time. I mean, we live in such a moment, you know, in sports and really in life for that matter, where if somebody retired, he's the greatest of all time. No, he's not. He was a great football player, but he is not the greatest of all time, my friends. That goes to
Julian
Edelman, Falcon, Tony Gonzalez.
I'm sorry.
I mean, we're forgetting Antonio Gates is still somehow playing
too. Yeah, that is true. There's no doubt, man. Antonio Gates is on that list. There's a lot of good tight ends that have played over
Winslow
the last 20 years.
Senior.
And it all started because of Tony Gonzalez, the former Falcon.
And Gronk is not being considered for the Monday Night Football crew.
Don't know that. Now that he's available, Josh, why wouldn't you put Gronk in that booth?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you? Now that's
he wouldn't be entertaining over a long period of time is what. Is why.
You think he's like a one-liner guy?
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes.
I've never. O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.